Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Saturday, April 1st, Pope Francis returns home after a brief stay at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. The Holy Father denounces economic and ideological colonialism as a crime. And despite protests from Ukraine, Russia assumes the presidency of the United Nations Security Council. In the Vatican, I'm Francesca Merlo. Pope Francis is thanking everyone for their closeness and prayers during his recovery from bronchitis in Rome's Gemelli Hospital. In a tweet sent out Saturday afternoon, the Holy Father said he is entrusting all those who are sick, and especially the youngest, to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and at the same time asked for prayers for those who suffer the loss of loved ones and for those who work in hospitals. Pope Francis was discharged from hospital on Saturday morning after a brief stay that involved scheduled tests and treatment for bronchitis. Christopher Wells has the latest.
In a brief statement on Saturday morning, the director of the Holy See Press Office, Matteo Bruni, noted that before his departure, the Holy Father greeted the leadership of the hospital, including Franco Anelli, the rector of the Catholic University of the Sacred Heart, Marco Elefanti, the director general of the polyclinic, and the general ecclesiastical assistant for the hospital, Bishop Claudio Giulio Dori, as well as the medical team and healthcare workers who assisted him during his convalescence. The Agostino Gemelli University Polyclinic, the largest hospital in Rome, is the teaching hospital for the Catholic University's medical school. The hospital is named for Franciscan Friar Agostino Gemelli, a physician and psychologist who is also the founder and first rector of the university. As he left the hospital on Saturday morning, Pope Francis stopped his car briefly to greet those present, pausing for a moment to embrace and pray with a couple who had lost their daughter during the night. The Holy Father then headed for the Basilica of Santa Maria Maggiore, where he prayed before the icon of Mary, Salus Populi Romani, for all the sick and for those suffering due to the illness or loss of loved ones. The Holy Father prayed in a special way for the children he met yesterday in the hospital's pediatric oncology and children's neurosurgery ward, entrusting them to the maternal protection of the Blessed Virgin. The Pope then returned home to the Vatican. Pope Francis is expected to preside at the Mass for Palm Sunday in St. Peter's Square tomorrow morning. The liturgy will be broadcast live on Vatican Media, beginning at 10 a.m. Rome time. I'm Christopher Wells.
On the occasion of the 10th anniversary of his pontificate, Pope Francis gave a wide-ranging and extensive interview to Argentina's Canal 5 de Noticias television network. He answered questions on a range of topics, from memories of his election in 2013 to events in his country, from peace to church issues. Thaddeus Jones has this report.
Pope Francis has given a wide-ranging interview to Argentina's Canal 5 de Noticias television network, coinciding with the 10th anniversary of his pontificate. The Pope spoke on a host of issues, some already addressed in other interviews he's given in recent weeks for the anniversary. In addition to subjects such as promoting world peace, the war in Ukraine, the Church's efforts to combat abuse, and the importance of patriotism, he also delved into issues relating to his homeland, Argentina. Journalist Gustavo Silvestre asked the Pope first about what he said at his general audience on the 15th of March, when the Pope thanked the Argentine government leaders and opposition parties for coming together to sign a letter of greetings for him, while the Pope also urged them to always agree to come together to talk, discuss, and work for the progress of the nation. The Pope went on to say that oftentimes people like to see other people's infighting or to argue about anything. But the Pope warned that our infighting is harmful. It's stronger than the sense of belonging, and it destroys political affiliation, where you end up with different political parties that have no political power of bringing people together. And regarding the rise of extremist parties, the Pope said the antidote is social justice. There's no other, he added. And if you want to discuss with a politician, an ultra-right thinker, talk about social justice. Talk horizontally, he advised, as a way to bring people together on the theme that needs addressing. I'm Thaddeus Jones.
Pope Francis has warned against Again against economic and ideological colonialism, saying it is a crime. In a message addressed to a forum of judges for social rights gathered this week in the Vatican for a workshop on neocolonialism, the Pope remarked that the subjugation through the use of force or cultural and political penetration is a crime because it discards and oppresses people. In his message, the Pope also apologized for those Christians who in the past contributed to the colonization of Africa and the Americas, and for any errors or omissions that have occurred or are occurring in the present. Lisa Zingarini reports.
The workshop titled Colonialism, Decolonization and Neocolonialism from the Perspective of Justice and of the Common Good was organized by the Pontifical Academy for Social Sciences, the Commission of Pan-American Judges for Social Rights and Franciscan Doctrine, and the University of Massachusetts. Participants reflected on the legacy of the colonial system, namely today's global inequalities, unsustainable development, climate change, and mass migration, with a focus on Africa and the Americas. In his message, Pope Francis noted that colonialism today has taken a more subtle form which is more difficult to detect. He referred to the ongoing economic exploitation of former colonies, citing the example of the Democratic Republic of Congo, but also to the ideological colonialism by the old colonial powers, which stifles the natural bond between peoples and their values, trying to eradicate their traditions, history, and religions. The Pope highlighted that no power has the legitimacy to unilaterally determine the identity of a nation or a social group. He reiterated that subjugating people by force or through cultural and political penetration is to be considered a crime because, he said, there are no chances for peace in a world that discards people and oppresses to loot. Concluding, Pope Francis once again apologized for the acts of some Christian believers who in the past directly or indirectly contributed to the political and territorial domination of various peoples in the Americas and Africa. I am Lisa Zingarini.
In a separate announcement, the Holy See Press Office revealed that Pope Francis will celebrate Mass of the Lord's Supper on Holy Thursday at the Casal del Marmo juvenile prison in Rome. The statement noted that the liturgy will be celebrated in a private manner, that is, the liturgy will not be open to the public, although it will be broadcast live. Arma Christi is the title of a recent project by students at the Lviv Academy of Arts in Ukraine. Icons painted by the students of the Sacred Art Department were taken to Pope Francis on Wednesday during his general audience where he blessed them. The icons, which have parts of Russian missiles and bombs incorporated, symbolize the effects of the modern-day war reflected through the passion and sacrifice of Christ. Presenting the Holy Father with these icons was the rector of the university, Vasil Kosiv. He spoke to Vatican Radio about the significance of these shards and shrapnels in the works of art.
At the Lviv National Academy of Arts in Ukraine, we have a unique department of sacred art. They contemplate deeply on the theological issues and questions. They study theology, they study classical and contemporary art, and obviously they study technology. So they came up with this metaphor that the passion of Christ, the instruments of passion, are very relevant today because we are being killed. We are being killed with these shards of Russian bombs, Russian missiles. And so they incorporated these parts into their icons. But that's one side. This is the similarity that we are being killed and wounded, and this pain, it's very real. It's very physical and very real of real people. But there is another thing. The instruments of passion and the cross has become a symbol of victory, of resurrection. So for us, these icons and these parts of the Russian bombs, they also symbols that even though the evil is still strong, but the victory is on our side. It's clear for us that we are going to win and that the victory will be on our side.
That was the rector of the Lviv Academy of Art, Vasil Kosiv. In other news, Russia has taken over the presidency of the United Nations Security Council despite war-torn Ukraine urging members to block the move. Stefan Boss reports.
Russia took over the rotating monthly presidency of the 15-member United Nations Security Council on Saturday despite its war in Ukraine. That prompted Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba to describe the move as the worst joke ever.
The presidency of Russia in the UN Security Council begins on the 1st of April. And frankly speaking, you cannot imagine a worse joke for April Fool's Day. It's the worst joke ever that the country who systemically violated all fundamental rules of international security is presiding over a body whose only mission is to safeguard and protect international security.
Russia's presidency comes hours after a fierce debate in the Security Council about Moscow placing tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, which borders Ukraine and several NATO military alliance countries. Robert Wood, the U.S. alternate representative to the UN, condemned the move.
The President Putin is escalating Russia's dangerous and destabilizing behavior by now threatening to deploy nuclear weapons in Belarus. He has once again reminded the world of his disregard for international law, including the UN Charter.
But Russia's ambassador to the UN, Vasily Nebenzia, said it responded to the West's aggressive actions and America's stationing of nuclear weapons in Europe. He says this is to ensure the security of the Russian Federation and Belarus. The ambassador adds this is precisely the direction of the measures announced by Russian President Vladimir Putin, which in his words have so frightened the Zelensky regime and its Western sponsors. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Buss, reporting.
And finally, Israeli police have shot dead a Palestinian man at an entrance to the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. Nathan Morley reports.
The incident raised fears of further violence in the country. Israel State Radio identified the 26-year-old victim as Mohammed Khaled, a medical student and resident of an Arab village in southern Israel. The incident took place late on Friday near the chain gate at one of the main entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Palestinian witnesses claim police shot the man at least 10 times. In recent days, Israeli police have increased their presence in the area as thousands of Muslim worshippers from Jerusalem and the Israeli-occupied West Bank gather for Ramadan prayers. On Friday, more than 200,000 Palestinians gathered for noon prayers at the compound, which passed off peacefully. The Al-Aqsa Mosque compound is Islam's third holiest site. Ramadan coincides this year with Judaism's Passover and the Christian Easter. In other news from the region, Israel launched a missile attack on sites in the Syrian capital Damascus after midnight on Friday. That's according to the Syrian National Television. It was the second Israeli strike in the past 24 hours. Some missiles were intercepted by Syrian air defenses in Damascus and the surrounding areas, according to the Syrian television report. No casualties were reported either. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
And that's all that we have time for in this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit our website at www.vaticannews.va. And don't forget to catch the latest updates on our Facebook page, Twitter feed and Instagram account. Many thanks go to Gustavo Messina in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Francesca Merlo.